Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on Fire Talk Airlines. For this flight, we will not have any good entertainment for you, as our movies have all been canceled due to their wokeness or lack of wokeness. So we brought in the cast of High School Musical to sing a song for you on the way. But it's not the High School Musical you're thinking of. It's actually my cousin's ensemble of High School Musical at the local theater, the kids' theater, ages 6 through 8. They'll be singing every song that is in every version of High School Musical. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
I can only count to four. I can only count to four. I can only count to four. I can only count to four.
We're back again.
We are here.
Tonight's somehow a little bit different. We've got Ryan, we've got me, Jason, and my lovely wife, Kelly, here to round things
the
out.
Voice of Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
I do exist.
That's right. Don't look behind the curtain. We got some crazy stories, though, today. What are some of the things we got talking about today?
Oh, good Lord. Talking about...
I can only count to four. I can only count to four.
Sorry. Now I got thrown off because she's singing the fucking opening song. That's great.
I'm the Wizard of Oz, the voice of reason.
Right? So we're going to make fun of how... We're going to see how this is working out with Elon Musk and go in a little bit more detail with wanting to buy Twitter and then Twitter trying to enact the poison pill and bullshit like that. And then we're going to talk about the New York shooter, because that was a clusterfuck of bullshit. We're going to talk about a doctor hiding fetuses in their house. Why have not have fetuses in your house? We're all parents. We all understand that parents have a choice. Florida made that perfectly clear. And the question is, why is New Jersey now wanting
forcing
to teach stuff that to children that's highly inappropriate? And the controversial, we sent two trans men to women to a female prison, and two women got pregnant. So we wonder how that happened.
Who saw that one coming?
Who saw that coming? I didn't see
that. But first, I just want to pull up a video on how much it sucks to be Biden right now. So Biden's had a bad couple weeks, just optically, not counting like everything else in the world that he screwed up. So here's, let me play this video. So here's Biden. He invites, Obama,
former President Obama,
yeah,
to speak.
And Biden's at this, it's like it's not even his party. He's the most important person in the world. The President of the United States is basically the most important person in the world. Everybody is ignoring him. He's wandering around. He's like, okay, have you ever gone to a party that somebody invited you to, but you don't know anybody there? So you just kind of like sit in the corner, or you wander around, or you like latch onto your one friend.
You're the wallflower.
Yeah.
You're the wallflower. Yes. That was Biden at his own party at the White House. Even Obama, he's got his hand on his shoulder for what, 30 seconds? Obama's not even paying attention to him.
Well, fuck, Harris was getting more attention from Obama than Biden was.
Right.
It's because she's got a history of being a call girl. She's got more use than
Biden
there
is that rumor, man. She sucked her way to the top. She just didn't get caught.
There's no way she failed up that many times without...
Oh, God. Well, speaking of failing up, okay.
I look up to her. Up, she's my role model.
Good God. So before the what's her name? Miss the new Supreme Court Justice.
Ketanji Jackson?
Brown?
Yeah, something like that. I'll look her up.
I messed that up.
I think you're
actually
right.
Is it Brown or Jackson?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
I'll look up. Congratulations. I'm glad. I mean, you still can't tell us what a male or a female or a man or a female is, but okay. Harris was on that short list of Supreme Court nominees.
Well, here's the thing. The reason she got vice president is because Biden literally months before said, I am going to pick a black female vice president. I'm going to pick a black female Supreme Court justice. If you're narrowing the pool of candidates down to black female, of course you would be on that list.
Well, A, if you're narrowing it down months before you make a decision, you've already screwed half of, I don't know, however many people were out of the running in the first place.
I mean, there's like laws in place to not.
Yeah, I swear there's an amendment on that, you know. it's almost like we have an amendment that says you cannot base hiring on.
I believe there's like three civil liberty acts, civil acts, like so, 14, 15, and 16 or something like that.
But they really exist?
Well, they exist for us.
I know. They don't exist for the elite, apparently.
But, okay, back to Biden, though. So that was him at a party.
Well, if we're going to call Biden elite, I mean, that just tops a dumb.
Here's the funny one. So this happened about a week ago. Biden gets done with a speech in, is it University of Virginia, I think it was, or something like that?
It's one of the universities.
Yeah, he gets done with a speech, goes to shake hands with ghosts. So I'm going to play it. So he gets done, he turns to his right, and nobody there. Turns to the back. Oh, still nobody. Now he's kind of wandering around the back of the stage, doesn't know where to go. Somebody points him off, and there's literally people walking him off stage, telling him where to go.
Yeah, he needs his handlers. God damn it.
You can't tell me this guy is competent.
Oh, no, not at all.
He's literally turning and trying to shake hands with
He's a dementia. He's a dementia patient waiting for a nursing home to make a great advertisement for why dementia people should be in this nursing home.
What's that? Retirement community in Florida? They had the song. Huge retirement community in Florida. I can't think of the name.
Oh, I have no idea. They would never send them to Florida.
The something
because,
or other.
Forbid the Democrats support DeSantis.
I can't think of the name off the top of my head, but that's what he needs. He should not be running this country.
Running off of what Kelly just said, DeSantis is really fucking is really hitting like knockout home runs.
Left and right.
Well, I think the biggest thing is too. I mean, even though I do really enjoy what he's doing, I think a lot of it too is it's being seen as so extraordinary because of the shit we're dealing with.
The fact is he's not backing down. That's what it is. Is
someone's doing something right or the way it should be doing it?
Yeah, you have.
This crap shouldn't have been going on for this long, and it's just finally.
You have all of these Republican governors or people like Kristi Noem, who in South Dakota, I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, she does some great things. But then once there's pushback from the liberal establishment, she caves. And she doesn't, I know she doesn't have balls. She's a woman, but, she doesn't have balls. DeSantis,
I don't know.
Yeah.
South Dakota never implemented a single COVID mandate.
She let people decide on what they wanted to decide.
But, right.
Yeah.
But for a lot of the other ones, when she's out talking, when she's trying to play the safe game, there was a bill similar to Florida's that she turned down. There's a lot where she caves to pressure. DeSantis doesn't cave. In fact, Disney went after DeSantis, and you know what DeSantis's response is? Hey, why don't we take away that special exemption that you guys have, where you basically have your own county and don't have to apply for any permits?
The self-governing section.
Oh,
of
and man, and all the child sex trafficking stuff that's coming out of there right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I was watching something because CNN. They're like, oh, they were talking about, oh, well, everyone's not focusing on Disney. They're doing this, this, and this, which is not absolutely true, which is actually true because CNN actually did a 6-month investigative story on Disney, and they showed 3 people who worked there in the higher ups and arrested for grooming, for trafficking, for making children magically disappear.
And then on top of that, you have them basically saying their programming is going to be woke and transgender and, you know.
Yeah, see, my wife asked me, she's like, why haven't we gotten rid of Disney Plus yet? Because we already paid the 1-year script. It's like they already got our money. Am I going to renew it? Probably not. But they're not going to give me my money back of the difference that I'm not using when I cancel.
I think what scares me about that is we have Disney Plus. We used to watch Disney. My son watches Disney shows. I feel like I need to screen them ahead of time now.
I watch a lot of the older stuff. Like if I watch cartoons, like if my son and I watch cartoons on Disney Plus, we watch the old 90s Marvel stuff. Like
X-Men, Spider-Man, X-Men, all that. Yeah. Gargoyles.
Gargoyle. All of that is because you can't change that to whatever narrative that, as that shit was already done and out. And that's a little bit of, I mean, some of the newer movies kind of make me go, nah. Because we watched that new one, Seeing Red, where that girl turns into a fox.
Yeah, you and Chase saw that or watched that.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
Red panda.
You know what's funny? Is someone made the clarification that's Boo from the one girl from that movie is Boo from Monsters, Inc. Because of the pink overall shorts and the flower.
Yeah, I recently saw a video that there's in the Disney sphere, or I guess Pixar is Toy Story.
Pixar,
and from that, Pixar, those movies. It's from that sphere. And there's a world within a world there, because there's always Easter eggs. And yes, I don't know if that's guaranteed her, but they've even made references to her being one of the orphan daughters that Gru adopts.
Yep.
Oh, yep,
the one with
Agnes.
Yes.
Which of course her name is Agnes there, so it's like, is it really Boo? Is Agnes really her name? Obviously, what happened to her parents? Because obviously she had parents when she was in Monsters Inc. So what happened?
Right.
So, well, that's the insinuation. I don't think we actually physically ever see her parents. There's just always the assumption that she had parents.
But like I say, after the leaked video of that call with the executives, and you have the one woman. Now, how weird is this? Talk about the odds of this happening. You have a woman who has two children. One is transgender, and the other is a, what did she call it? A bisexual, like non-gender or non-whatever.
Binary.
Non-binary. Yeah. Bisexual, non-binary. And it's like, okay, I know quite a few gay friends. Never seen it where multiple brothers or multiple people in one family, like, just happen to all be gay or all be transgender or all be, like, there has to be some sort of social aspect with that.
I don't think, I mean, I can understand if my wife and I already had this conversation, if my son or my daughter came to me, well, we think we're gay. Fantastic. You just know you can't have sleepovers anymore. that's about it.
Yeah, if our son came to us and said that, I'd be like, okay.
No more sleepovers. That's about it. And I don't, if he comes like, I think I'm a girl. Let's kind of put a pin on that comment.
Yeah. Like, and tell you what, come back to me in about 15 years and 10 years, 10, 15 years and see if you feel the same way.
The thing is, I know some people who did the full transition and regret it.
There's a lot of statistics out there. There was a statistic I saw that, 40% of transgender people commit suicide. Of the people that transition, it doesn't deviate much from the mean. The average. The baseline. It doesn't deviate much. So whenever someone says, well, you have to let them transition because you're saving lives, not really. Because it doesn't change.
They need time to figure it out.
Well, I mean, that was the one thing that Trump did for the military, for the trans. He didn't say trans people couldn't join. He told them that you need to be transitioned already.
Right.
Yep.
You can't go to an active war zone and not be able to have access to your medication. Because when you're in a war zone, there's no guarantee you are in an area to where you can get your meds.
Right.
I think there's a lot of mental stuff behind that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Physically deciding and going through that and dealing with that, and then you lose a support system.
Well,
not even a support system that you had outside the military. But then you have this transition where you're in a military, you have these brothers and sisters, and you still don't even know what the hell you're supposed to be doing. And now you're being deployed.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't speak from experience. I'm completely ignorant on this. I think there's definitely a lot more than just,
well,
you know, access to pills and care. But I mean, that definitely takes a chunk out of your timing in.
Well, the thing is
transgenderism is gender dysphoria. It's still in the DCM. It's in the DCM 3, 4, 5, and the 5 being the latest one. It's gender dysphoria. All right. It is a mental condition, just like if you have body dysmorphia, where, you know, you're thin. People that are anorexic have body dysmorphia. They're incredibly thin, but they see themselves as being fat. They don't say, oh, well, you're body dysmorphic. You know, we'll let you live your life, you know, as a fat person, or we'll let you, you know, they try to get them the support that they need to break that dysmorphia.
Well, first of all, they have to identify the problem appropriately.
And
that's one of the biggest things with a lot of therapies is a lot of the times they'll get misdiagnosed. Then when you're dealing with sexuality, with this as a new, I'd be very new in relationship to a lot of other mental, you know, afflictions, disorders, whatever you want to call it. I mean, this is very, very new territory.
Well, let's look at, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, so I'm going to ballpark them. But there was, I think it was one of the research companies, you know, that does polling research companies. And the people that were born in from 1960 to like 1980, it was like 1.7% believed that they were, you know, transsexual, non-binary, whatever, you know. After 1990, it jumps up to like 9%. At 2010, it jumps up to 17%. Between 2018 and 2021, it jumped up to a little over 20%.
That's because it's a trend.
It's a trend. It's a social contagion. It has nothing to do with your mental, with, you know, it's a social contagion. You tell little kids that, oh, you can be a girl if you want to be a girl today.
Well, it's not. It's trickle down. It's trickle down because obviously you've seen everyone throw fits about these furries in schools.
Oh, Jesus
but,
Christ.
But, you know, the cool kids, they've got a term for everything. Now, this is the hard thing. Whether these people are legit or not, if they legitimately feel this way, that's one thing. But the people that are just jumping on the bandwagon, just trying to put a term to anything of how they feel or and what they think they should feel or how other people should feel, these brothers and sisters and cousins and siblings in the community, they're talk, because, like, how do we do this acceptingly? Because everybody wants to be accepted. It's, you know, you can't. It's child abuse if you don't accept your child or support your child. So people are being very careful on eggshells around this. And you see this trickle down. There's nothing wrong if my son plays with Barbies or wants to dress up. Hell, no. He played in daycare and played dress up.
Right.
I don't care. If he comes and tells me, hey, you know, this, that, and the other, I don't care. I'll support him. But he better not be pushing his views on other people. Well, if people tease him, that's one thing. But that's,
it's not even.
It's a private conversation for in the house. And then we deal with it if and when it comes up.
And the thing is it's not even just that. It's when you have these teachers that we've seen on TikTok.
It's also on YouTube. It's getting better. YouTube
and it's everywhere talking about. There was one teacher that said out of her, like, 22 kids in her class, 17 of them said that they were gay, transsexual, or non-binary.
So
like, how do you get it? You kids are confused at that age. And it was a fifth grade class, so my son's age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going through a part of their life where they don't know where they belong. They're confused about their body changing. They're confused because now they're starting to get hormones and they're starting to see the opposite sex or starting to see. And then they have somebody tell them, oh, well, maybe, you know, because you're not into girls, maybe you are a girl or maybe you're gay or, you know, you don't confuse kids like that.
Yeah.
Especially at that age.
But the parents, it's the parents' jobs to sit down and talk with them. Like,
right.
The way I'm thinking, and I know this is going to really sound bad. First of all, Disney and all this media and the teachers, I mean, they're really sexualizing children. They shouldn't. However, parents also need to take on the responsibility to explain sexuality to your child.
Because what was it in the early 2000s? There was a big thing about parents and the pageant moms.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I think that was because JonBenet was killed, and there was that was 2001. How long ago was that?
I think that was late 90s.
A while ago.
Yeah, I want to say it was late 90s.
But then, I mean, obviously we got you had pageant toddlers in tiaras.
Yeah,
you had a lot of Honey Boo Boo, TLC, Honey Boo Boo, and stuff like that. But
it was all early 2000s.
First of all, kudos to those people because I could not do that. Some of those people really put in work, but I mean, it's not my cup of tea. It's for some people, great,
With this conversation the way it's going, so New Jersey is implementing this conversation into their first grade and up.
Oh, God.
On TikTok, someone let the website slip of what they are using. It is called amaze.org. And it is one of the most disturbing websites I've ever could ever think of. So there's like talk about sex with younger children, how babies are made.
To a first grader?
To a first grader.
Okay, listen. In sex ed class, it should be very biological.
What should I know about gender?
Oh, God. Like, can you play that?
They're trying to say that. They're trying to say that the doctors can get your genders wrong when you're born. And I'm like, I do believe we were told.
Can you play that?
Which one? This one?
Yeah. What should I know about my gender?
Let me make sure I also click the sound on my share. There we go. Bring that back up.
This is to first graders. What should I know about my gender?
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm thinking that tonight we should get back to a really important subject we talked about early on, the gender roles or rules our kids are exposed to.
What bothers me is when toys are made in girl and boy versions. Even Bingo. Seems like companies are just trying to make twice as much money.
I think you're right about that, Adele.
Or because they like different things.
Toy stores are great places for helping kids notice and think about gender labels. They give us an opportunity to reinforce the message that kids can be who they are. They don't have to fit in with what somebody else thinks they should be or should like to play with.
But when they get older, they'll be picked on if they're different. I was teased in the third grade by other boys. So mean they made me cry.
I was raised to think that you had to prove your masculinity constantly or you might lose it. What a ridiculous idea that is. Where the heck is my masculinity? I just had it a minute ago.
My kid sister Carmen was teased about being a lesbian because she liked to play baseball instead of softball. And she felt really stuck because our aunt was gay and we always thought it was cool. So Carmen didn't want to say, "Don't call me that," as if it was a bad thing. But she didn't want to defend herself from the name-calling somehow.
Unfortunately, lots of kids use sex and gender to bully other kids, and kids who are targets often feel powerless to make it stop. That's why parents and teachers need to challenge bullying right away. Children need reassurance that there's no right way or wrong way to be a male or female. Gender is just a part of who we are, not a measure of our worth.
My friends have a 5-year-old son who insists he's a girl. It hasn't been easy for them, but they let him take the lead on this. Their preschool is supportive, too. I give them a lot of credit. I don't know how I'd react if it were my child.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Inspired by this idea, Fiona.
I love it.
People who are transgender help everyone think through their own assumptions about gender.
It also helps me think about what's really important to me. I just want my child to be honored for who he or she really is. And I think everyone should get to yell bingo, no matter what kind of body parts they were born with. Bingo!
Hey, we're actually going this weekend if anyone wants to join us.
That didn't make any sense.
It made absolutely no sense.
I think the biggest problem I have with that video is when she says the teachers need to challenge bullying right away. First of all, if you're going to use that kind of wording, you've already lost the battle because you've made that student more powerful than that teacher. It should have been teachers should put a stop to bullying.
First and foremost,
it doesn't matter because that student, with any policy and procedure, school or hospitals, which of course they lie to us, you know, anti-bullying policies, sexual harassment policies. Nope, you're fired. It's a one and done. But if you're worth enough to them, they'll just move you to a different department or something.
I know exactly how that is, especially in where I'm at. My thing is, if you're a teacher and you need to have reassurance from a child of how you want to be, you shouldn't be doing that job.
No.
Yep.
No. It's egotistical of the adult.
So
that's what it is. Is they want the child to inflate their ego.
When you guys were in school, how much of your teacher did you know? Did you know that I didn't even know my teachers were married.
I was shocked whenever if I ever saw a teacher outside of school, I was shocked because for some reason I had this idea that they lived at school. And when we left school, they basically like went into like a closet or like hibernated like a computer. And like I'd see them like out shopping and I'm like, wait, what are you doing here?
Right.
And you know what? I used to coach youth wrestling. Now I'm in high school. But I would have wrestlers come up to me and they were like shocked that they would see me at wrestling or at the store or something and not just at wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in middle school, my history teacher was at a restaurant that my parents would take us to. It's called the Magic Q. I don't even know if that place is still open. It was a pool bar restaurant and they were there and I was like, holy shit, my history teacher's here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Like, you're surprised that they have a life. Because, you know what? They never talked about it. I didn't know.
Because it's their private life.
Right.
And they're individuals outside of the house or the hospital.
The only reason,
I don't go to school. I live
I have no
hospital.
Idea if any of my elementary school teachers were married, exception of one. Well, two. One was a nun, so I knew she wasn't married.
She was married to God.
And the other one, I knew she was married because she lived like three houses down from me.
And that wooden ruler that they slap across the knuckles. Oh, my God.
They didn't do that to me. They cut down the apple tree. That's a whole story.
Oh, man.
Yeah, talk about bullying.
Yeah.
Brings back nightmares.
Oh, my teacher also made a kid in my class stand for the whole second half of class in the garbage can because he was trash.
Yeah.
Dude, my second grade teacher didn't like me because I was left-handed. She said left-handed people are wrong. Yeah.
My first grade teacher did that to a kid in my class.
And we were learning cursive because at that time we were learning how to write cursive. And she goes, you can't write cursive. You're left-handed. You need to try extra harder and do it. So I remember this vaguely. I have been told the story a handful of times. I came home one day and I started writing with my right hand, doing cursive. My mom asked me what I was doing. She goes, you're left-handed. I said, well, my teacher says I'm a bad person because I write with my left hand. I was only in that school for like 6 months before they fired she went to the teacher, had the head of the school board, the principal, and that teacher called into a meeting.
That's because your parent had balls.
And the teacher had the balls to say, yes, I make him write with his right hand because he should not be left-handed.
Like, okay. And if we're talking about stuff you don't have a choice on, right-handed or left-handed isn't really a choice.
So they fired her, and I ended up transferring schools in the middle of the year. It was great.
But this actually brings us to what else is happening in the news, which is that a quote-unquote a woman in a female prison is pregnant and not from a guard.
Couldn't ask.
She a hermaphrodite?
Who would have seen that coming?
I mean,
it was probably another female inmate that identified as female.
That's exactly what it was.
Exactly what it is. So,
I win.
So
Demetrius, aka Demi Minor, is in jail for aggravated assault, from my understanding.
He's 27 years old.
Convicted for killing her foster father and family double murder. She impregnated. So
okay. So let's get this right. If he impregnated her, he's not a she. He might think he's a she, but he has a dick and he has gonads and he has sperm. That makes him a he.
So I guess he was, quote, supposed to be going through the said transition, but never completed it. He was afraid of going to a male prison and being raped.
So instead
Wow. Does that mean he gets less of a sentence for raping two other women inmates? I mean, did he actually?
Well, supposedly, supposedly they were in love.
Oh.
Supposedly, wow. But so
my thing is
that's Dimitri. Not a girl. You can look at him.
Not a girl.
He has facial hair. He.
Well, if he didn't finalize the transition, then he is male.
Yeah. Well, even if he finalized, he's still a male. He's a male with cosmetic surgery, yep. But he's a male.
Yep. He didn't finalize because he didn't want to go to a male prison because he was scared he was going to be raped.
I'm sorry. If
a lot of women have that same issue, but they don't change their gender on that.
You know, and the thing is what did they say in this article? They have 27 male inmates.
Go 27 down trans prisoners.
27 male inmates.
So that's his booking photo, but that's what he looks like now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still a dude. I don't care what cosmetic surgery anybody gets. You can make your Audi in any. You're still a dude.
If you can get someone pregnant, you're still a dude.
If you can get someone pregnant, you're definitely still a dude.
Biologically a dude.
I am not going to call you a woman because you think you are.
There are congregated showers, and there's over 800 inmates. They stated that they couldn't watch them all.
Oh, that's a staffing
However,
issue.
She added in all capital letters, I was not raped.
Nor was I forced to do anything I did not want to do.
Well, yeah, she's in a prison with a whole bunch of other women. And guess what? One of them's got a penis. So of course, she's going to write it.
Right?
If you put any guy in a women's prison, he's going to get laid so much.
Whether he wants to or not.
Right. Okay.
So he'd rather be raped by women than by men.
So let me put it.
Just randomly, even though that did not happen. Allegedly.
Let me put it. Okay.
He didn't rape.
So here's
can't rape the willing.
Here's the thing. Okay. When I was younger, I was in Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout. And I worked one summer at a Boy Scout camp, and there was a girl there. One girl at the whole Boy Scout camp. She was the daughter of, like, the cook or something like that.
Yep. And she probably had the eye of all those Boy Scouts.
When I first got there, if I had to rate her on a scale of 1 to 10, she would make like a 3 or a 4, maybe. By the second week, she was a 5. By the third week, she was a 6. By the fourth week, every single guy there was after her.
Yeah, she was the only girl.
Because she was the only girl. You put one guy in a prison with women that have not had dick in some of them a decade or so. He's going to get laid so much.
It's the whole bar mentality with when guys go to the bar or when women go to the bar. They are a 2 at 10 o'clock at night, but they are a 10 at 2 o'clock in the morning.
And a 5 by 5.
5 by 5.
So that's the thing. Again, it's thanks to the ACLU that put this guy in a female prison. And honestly, how could you put somebody in a female prison and not expect this to happen? And not expect it. I think down at the lower in the article, it's kind of cutting off on me.
Well, okay, so hang on. So I'm reading this article. So the other thing it says, despite, you know, there's quotations that I'm assuming it's the gal that's saying this. Oh, is it Bellamy? Bellamy's the gal that's pregnant?
Sure.
Despite it not being permitted, I fell in love and had consensual sex with a woman who is trans. Consensual sex is a prohibited act in Edna Mahan. I did what is natural to every human being. I formed a natural, genuine bond that led to an extensive amount of support, understanding, and love. Now, what's not to say that him identifying as a woman, he wouldn't have fell in love with a man at the male prison.
Right.
I mean, it's just like you have this.
Well, because
and forth.
He's a woman,
it's just like
he's a woman, but he's a gay woman. That's the thing with some of the transgender
is.
It's
like a lot
I think
of
I'm a woman, but I'm not.
Sense.
Yeah, I think I'm a woman, but I'm not attracted to men. I'm attracted to women.
I understand how you feel and how you're identifying, but you are a male. You should have gone to a male prison.
You're a man with man hormones.
Despite you being afraid of going there, guess what? Then you shouldn't have done shit that was illegal. If you don't do the crime, then you don't get caught. You don't pay the time, whatever it is. If you don't do anything illegal, guess what? There is nothing to be arrested upon. So stop doing stupid shit.
Not wrong.
So that's, you know, that's the thing that pisses me off. We need to change a little bit of subject. By the way, if you want to look up, I don't know if you are on TikTok. I don't post on TikTok, but I do read, or I don't post on TikTok or Twitter. But there is a account on Twitter that keeps getting banned and then reinstated called Libs of TikTok.
Oh, God.
He originally started on TikTok, basically just reposting liberal stuff that TikTok people. Then he got banned from there because of he was harassing people, which he wasn't, or she wasn't, actually. All she was doing was reposting. Then she went on to...
But people felt threatened.
Well, that's... And they're on Twitter now. Still... Basically, just like I do when I download TikTok videos, they put the video out there. They're the ones that say it. I'm just playing it.
Yeah.
And they do that. They get banned. But if you want to read some really, like, right out of their own mouths or see videos, follow on Twitter, Libs of TikTok.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was on the... So the Democrats created a TikTok. There's actually a TikTok now called the Democrats. That's some juicy stuff there.
Like the defenders.
That's a waste of my life right there. Oh my God. And I already know it.
So a lot of the creators I watch, they were talking about it, and they were talking about how they've secured $35 insulin, and they were going over the bill. They read the bill and they're like, oh, all these Republicans said no to it. They don't want you. I said, yeah. And then the one Democrat that said no to it wrote on there, said, it's not going to make $35 for insulin. You're not attacking the root cause. You are attacking it to where the copay is $35.
Right.
Yep.
Where the adjustment of the product from Big Pharma is going to fall on everybody else to pay.
Right.
And it's like the bill that Trump was putting in was going after the root cause of Big Pharma's
issue. But that's why they didn't support it, because they would have lost all their stockholding, because that's all their main stockholders.
Well, Pfizer, Vanguard is one of the top stockholdings for Vanguard.
Yeah. BlackRock one? What's the big BlackRock?
They're another one. They're like Vanguard. But actually, I think BlackRock is owned by Vanguard.
Okay.
It gets so murky right
there.
Yeah,
I didn't really know who Vanguard was until they popped up and bought the Twitter stock that put them above Elon Musk, which is hilarious. So Elon Musk is by himself with 9.3% of Twitter, where a finance group had to come in,
which is basically so
save them.
Remember, this finance group, most of their money comes from 401ks.
Yeah,
I have to take my stock out because I never signed up for my benefits and stuff, and I just got my first like portfolio thing in the mail. Vanguard this, Vanguard this, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna be moving out of that. I mean, granted, I'm like probably 0.00000. Like, I don't matter to them whatsoever.
No, but
still, it's the ethical dilemma. I'm like, I don't support you.
And so that's the thing, is Vanguard is doing this with other people's money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it for the same reason the board of Twitter, who, by the way,
the poison pill.
But remind you, of all of the people on Twitter, or not people on Twitter, of all of the board members on Twitter, they own 77 shares.
Yeah.
After Dorsey left, they own 77 shares. They have no dog in the fight when it comes to shares.
Nope.
They're only doing this. They're not trying to protect their shareholders. They're not trying to protect any of that. They're trying to protect their ideology.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, actually, yeah. So I actually have a, well, it's a Facebook thing I recorded, but it's actually of an article you can look up. But it was, let me find it. It was from the Sarah Palin Facebook page or whatever. And
oh boy,
yeah. So it's the, I gotta pause it because for some reason I recorded it.
Robin Williams used to talk dirty about Sarah Palin when he did his shows,
like lipstick on a pit bull.
Pop the product, yeah. Pop them buttons.
So it's Sarah Palin. I'm assuming it's the title of the newspaper or whatever
sure.
It is. It's all online now. But the title is Saudi Prince Rejects Elon Musk's Proposal to Buy Twitter. Musk fires back with two simple questions. And obviously it says it's by editorial staff, April 15th, 2022. And it talks about, people are both prefer to maintain the company's widespread censorship and oppose free speech. Musk, on the other hand, wants to take the company private and ensures the platform, of course, now I gotta wait for it to move, allows for free speech.
Yep.
And then it goes on to talk about the Saudi prince who, let me see, owns stock in it. Now enter Saudi Arabia, which adheres strictly to Islamic law and does not follow or allow freedom of speech. Prince Al-Walid bin Talal Lashed. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Al-Walid bin Talal lashed out against Musk's cash offer to purchase Twitter for $43 billion. Blah, blah, blah. The prince himself's only worth $40 billion, so of course he can't do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's
no.
Stated in quotes, the Saudi prince said, "I don't believe that the proposed offer by Elon Musk comes close to the intrinsic value of at Twitter, given its growth prospects. Being one of the largest and long-term shareholders of Twitter, which Kingdom Holding Company and I reject this offer. Al-Walid owns a 4.45% stake in Twitter, while Kingdom Holding, which he also owns a 0.72% of the company." And then it goes on to say, oh, there was another.
So
come on.
If Elon does decide to tank the market and sell every share.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Granted, Vanguard. They'll all be, everyone will be rushing to buy them at a discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
it will tank Twitter.
Yeah.
Financially.
What would be really funny? This is my idea that I don't think this is anyone else. But Elon should buy just enough to get 15%. So the poison pill has to be enacted. Which the poison pill says basically at a discounted price they can sell to everybody except Musk.
Yep.
And
at a discounted price, like,
yeah. So let's, using simple numbers, say there's 100 shares. Elon owns 10 of them. He owns 10%.
Yep.
He goes up to 15%, so he owns 15 shares. Then they release another 100 shares for people to buy. Dropping him down when all of that is sold by 50% down to 7% of the total. What would be hilarious, though, is if he does that, goes up to 15%, just hits that threshold, and then as soon as they do that, he sells off everything. Not only did they flood the market, which lowers the
stock price,
which dilutes the stock for everybody, but then he lowers his, which drops the price stock, and it tanks.
Mm-hmm. And then he comes back in and just buys it all up for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
Buys all of it. See, my thing is, so my theory is if he does that, it's pretty close to what I was thinking. He buys it all off and then fires the whole board.
That would be awesome.
Well, first, okay, let me play this clip. This is from some Harvard grad lawyers that I follow on TikTok. Really good TikTok to follow. They talk about stuff that's in the news and the legal ends of it and everything. Their husband and wife, they met in college. They're both lawyers, so they actually can talk about like the legal ramifications about this because, you know, you would think as the board, they have a fiduciary responsibility and they can get sued. This is their take on it.
Twitter's board legally declined Elon Musk's offer to buy their company. Last week, Elon Musk offered to buy 100% of Twitter's shares for $54.20 per share.
50. 420. This represents a 10% premium over the current share price and a whopping 40% premium over the share price before Elon's investments in the company were made public.
But Twitter's board does not want to do it.
In fact, they hate the idea so much they've officially adopted a poison pill, which we've discussed in another video already. But hold everything! Doesn't Twitter's board have a fiduciary duty to shareholders, meaning that they're legally obligated to do what's in the best interest of the shareholders?
They do.
Wouldn't selling to Musk for such a premium be within their best interest?
Maybe. But corporate law includes something called the business judgment rule, which, as every lawyer or law student knows, means boards can do basically whatever the hell they want.
The law literally presumes that a board is acting properly, and it generally doesn't even require a shareholder vote before rejecting a takeover bid. The board can do whatever they want based on their own business judgment.
Overall, a board can violate their fiduciary duties, but absent fraud or some other kind of abuse, it almost never happens.
Yeah. So...
Well, let me find. I had to look on the article that I was just referring to that
on the interwebs
was on. Yeah. So besides that, at the end of it, it says Musk's moves on Twitter have bolstered the company's stock price, which obviously was showed by that the table. The market value of the social media giant hit $40 billion when he revealed his 9.2% stake in the company this month, according to the Dow Jones Market Data Group. Up from $29.9 billion back on January 31st, when he first began loading up on shares unbeknownst to the investing public. So I think that's people are buying up stock because he's saying this. So, I mean, he's absolutely doing this. But he also mentions, I think it was also, it's important to note that it's just, it's this internet back and forth where... He gets the response from the Saudi prince, and then he asks the two questions. Did you guys read the two questions?
I did a while ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, it says, Musk responded cheekily saying, interesting, just two questions. If I may, how much of Twitter does the kingdom own directly and indirectly, which was Alawid's other company he owns? And what are the kingdom's views on journalistic freedom of speech? And he was referencing... that specific background that the Saudi prince has, Saudi Arabia's law does not provide for freedom of expression or for freedom of the press. The U.S. State Department reported in 2018, mass media and all other vehicles of expression shall employ civil and polite language, contribute towards the education of the nation, and strengthen unity. The basic law specifies the media are prohibited from committing acts that lead to disorder and division, affect the security of the state or its public relations, or undermine human dignity and rights. But then it's also mentioned, too, I don't know if it was brought up by Musk, but it was brought up because of this interaction. And this was mentioned also in that same article. The Biden administration declassified a report last year, a report which blamed Saudi Arabia Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for approving the operation to capture or kill journalist and dissident Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah.
And I'm probably butchering that last name. The Justice Department charged two former Twitter employees in 2019, accusing them of spying for Saudi Arabia in order to target the regime's critics. When podcaster Alex Barreto brought this to Musk's attention, he signified his interest in the story. So I thought that was just really interesting because you see someone who has a very small stake in Twitter saying no to a very, very nice offer that would look really well for investors And he's pretty, this Saudi guy is like, sorry, I'm going to have all my investors, everybody on this platform is going to be shushed.
Well,
and then eventually if it comes to terms where we become a really like highly politicized and very frantic civilization, you know,
we're already highly politicized.
Well, no, but now they're going to start. I mean, this is a very, very big threat against even our journalists.
Well, here's the thing. What I think is more out of all of the stuff with Elon Musk is that it's showing these quote unquote journalists and these leftists, they're showing their true colors when it comes to freedom of speech.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because Musk wants to open it up and say, listen, I'm going to open up this platform, freedom of speech. You don't have to like everything somebody says, but they have a right to say it because we're in a digital age now, and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and Instagram, all of it, Google, all of that has basically become the new de facto town square.
Musk is probably, I know this is going to be weird saying this. This is the perfect example of what would I do if I had $1 million?
Right.
Guess what? This is something that pissed him off enough that he saw such an issue with. Guess what?
And he was willing to put his money where his mouth is.
To buy this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he backed it up. And now he's calling them out. Sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you're good. Because to play on that. So the reason why Musk is now playing with his money is all Elizabeth Warren's doing. Remember? We had that. Elizabeth Warren was making fun of him. Oh, you have all this money. Why can't you do this?
Why can't you pay this much taxes? Why can't you help this many people?
He has the largest tax bill because he purposely cashed out
in U.S. history.
Yes. He purposely took out stock and cashed it out just so he could pay the taxes, just so he's not using the loopholes. Fine, great.
Yeah.
I saw an interview he had with somebody just recently. They were asking him what's going on. He goes out and admits he doesn't own a home. He doesn't own a boat. He owns a plane because that's how he gets back and forth. But he stays on friends' couches.
Well, I think he even said at one point, too, he was sleeping and or he probably still sleeps at the office quite a bit, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he stays at his office most of the time.
I mean, God, I have no know-how or ability. I would love to work for him if I ever legitimately had the chance, just because I believe in that whole ideal. I don't want to buy an electric car because I like my gas-powered vehicle, and the way that the grid is going, I just don't trust it.
But he respects the gas car vehicle, though, because he knows, he goes, they're not going away.
Yeah.
No.
And
I know it's going to sound stupid. He would not tread on me.
Right. And that's the thing. And so right now you have people at CNN, MSNBC, Joy Reid, all of these leftists. Somehow, get this. Somehow making the argument that Musk taking over Twitter and opening it up to free speech and not banning or not using algorithms to shadow ban people. And he also said he was going to any algorithm that they make, he's going to make it open source so that people can see what the algorithm actually is. You don't have to guess. Somehow doing all of that is anti-democracy and anti-free speech. And for the life of me, they say we have to keep disinformation and misinformation and disinformation off of Twitter. Hey, Jeff just joined us. This is my buddy Jeff. We were the Creeper Cast together.
Hey guys, what's up? Are you hearing me?
Hey, welcome.
How's it going, Jeff?
It's dark.
Yeah,
we're talking about Elon Musk's Twitter stuff right now, and so I was just saying, but the part that floors me is how people can say somehow by not allowing free speech is defending free speech by shadow banning people and by banning people and shutting down the New York Post and somehow is defending people's right to free speech. I don't get it.
Yet it's freedom of speech and freedom of expression when you're teaching sexuality to a first grade class. And they're okay with that. Just not Musk on Twitter.
So by the way, Jeff, Kelly is here. Just can't see her.
Yeah. I'm hiding in the corner. He put me in the corner.
Please come out of nowhere.
SNL did a skit. And they made it
copyright Twilight Zone.
Right. They made the worst reference ever. So they were like, oh, Elon Musk wants to buy it just so he can say the N-word. I'm like, you know, that is not what this purpose is.
But still, yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing. If somebody on Twitter wants to say the N-word, okay, make it an open source and let everybody see what an asshole that person is.
Yep.
Well,
and the thing is, it's different in different situations. Like, if obviously it's in a racially charged situation, yeah, it's a racial slur.
Jeff, you just joined the like a bitch fest
right in the middle of this.
He's like, why the fudge like, did I come out?
Not
am I
high
to say?
Enough for this conversation?
Exactly. Yeah. I need more weed right now, just to be able to follow along.
Yep. Sorry, I don't have my weed next to me at this moment, or I'd pass it.
Mine's actually right behind me, but
you're in a vehicle though.
I don't think that'd be safe. I don't think that'd be safe at all.
Knocking. What are you doing here? Smoking a J and podcasting.
Yep. I don't even have my keys, sir. Yeah, put your keys somewhere.
My keys are in my glove box, and I'm sitting in the
They're
back
out of
seat.
Reach.
Yeah. And when I'm done here, I'm just gonna take a nap.
Yeah,
that's about it. Yep. You're in a parking lot. Yeah, but if I drive, you're gonna give me a ticket.
Yeah, right.
I'm technically on private property right now. Oh, man. I think I've all talked out on this.
All right. All right. So
Kelly's got something she wanted to talk about with.
Go for it.
Well, it was funny because Jason's like, hey, we're going to podcast tonight. You want to talk about the Redonda stuff? And I'm like.
The what?
I'm going to let you know.
Stuff?
We're all learning this right now about all this.
Oh, God. This has been going on for a while.
She said a word that did not.
Redonda. Redonda is a first
Redonda.
Name.
Redonda.
Yeah. Redonda
is a Redonda.
It's a Redonda. It's like a rendezvous. It's just a little more modern. No,
modern.
It's a Redonda.
Modern.
No,
modern I'm rendezvous.
No,
we're,
no offense.
We're
going to
go out for a Redonda.
Yeah. Yeah. Redonda's much cooler than a rendezvous.
No, it's not at all.
A Redonda.
It sounds like some sort of sexual assault. I got Redonda last night.
No. We don't want negative
the
stuff
swinger
today.
Talk.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Swinger TikTok?
No.
No, this is an important story, though, that I didn't know about. She explained this to me last night.
Yeah. Well, Jason was like, hey, we're going to talk about nursing stuff on the podcast. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what are you going to talk about? And he's like, well, no, you can come on and you can talk about it. I'm like, yeah, but what were you going to talk about? And he's
nothing.
Like, no, you were going to bring it up. And I'm like, you just told me you were going to talk about it. So what were you planning on talking?
No, I said,
like,
I said, hey, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about the nursing thing?
Yeah. Which it seemed to me he was insinuating he already had a plan to talk about it. And then he's like, oh, no. And I'm like, you know, there's a lot more shit going on than just this. So,
I mean, as long as I don't have to get a finger in my butthole at this moment, I am perfectly okay.
But tomorrow morning, he's going to enjoy it.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, whatever. Maybe you're going to get really high after this.
Oh, good Lord.
Have you ever been so high you stuck your finger in an asshole?
And then it was yours.
It was yours the whole time.
You were just checking your ringtone. That was a bad one. Sorry. So, no. So, okay, this is the nursing community with a lot of the nurses leaving. This is not a good time. if you get sick or in an accident, you just need to stay out of the hospitals as much as possible.
Holy shit. From what I've learned
happening
about her
just
hospital.
One place. Oh, my. Well,
oh, I do not want to get into an accident right now.
Be careful. I'll mention a few things, but you watch your mouth.
I do.
I still work there.
I know, but I do not want to have a heart attack right now. Dude, I don't want it ever, but now is really bad time.
Yeah, no, that's similar to the same hospital.
It's only bad timing because he would have to go to one of the other area hospitals. And, of course, we don't have insurance to cover that because, you know, I have the hospital insurance.
Sure.
I mean, of course.
They want you to come to their hospital.
Yeah, just to kill you.
Cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got paid buku bucks for COVID patients to die to have patients die and have them be termed died from COVID. I mean, they got government reimbursements, and that was international news. That was,
and that didn't even go to you guys.
Oh, the hell it didn't! Where do you think we got our fucking new parking lot?
That's what I mean. It didn't go to you.
No,
it was supposed to go to the workers.
Why do you think they left?
The hospital that there they were the money was supposed to go. They laid off a handful of people, and they built a wing. They're building a brand new wing.
Yeah,
to house more people that they don't have staff
but
for.
They can't hire staff. Yeah, exactly. It's
because my wife was looking. She's thinking about. My wife works at a nursing home, and she's
dear God.
I know. Yeah. She's been there forever, and they got a brand new building at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
and then they can't keep staff.
Yep.
And then she's like, maybe I should go agency. They pay so much better. I said, that's only for right now.
Yeah.
This COVID thing is going to eventually.
And they're quitting.
Well,
slow down.
It's a 50-50 right now. It's a 50-50. Sometimes you can find some really good stuff, but a lot of places are even fucking over their agency people.
Oh, yeah.
Their
no.
Nurses and whatnot. Yeah. It's nuts. Like, it is and not all, a
and
good
like,
thing.
She's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you because it's this way everywhere. I know people who work at George Washington Memorial. I know people
who work at. Just have her stay the course because the thing is she's going to be gaining a whole new stress level with learning a different location, rules, regulations.
Oh, no, she's staying where she's at for now.
Yeah.
But she's like, they're talking, if they can't get, I think it was like, she said it was like 40 more beds filled. They're going to end up running out of money by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
And I was like,
I'm surprised our hospital's still running. I mean, yeah, any day now I expect to walk in and it's going to be closed.
Just the doors have chains on them, like do not enter.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't do chains anymore. It's all like electronic locks. You know, it's the modern day locks.
You know. They're just going to hit a button and it's all going to lock. There's going to be
chains
a for sale sign stuck
visual.
To the front of the door.
So, like, anybody passing by, like, if I sent, you know, any random newspaper crew down there, you could see locks on the doors from outside. So we don't do that stuff. You know, it's too noticeable. But so there's a few criminal cases. There's a few cases going through right now. And the biggest one, and this is all in reference to I hate to say it. I'm a TikTok person. I got a lot of information from TikTok, at least being in quarantine and watching a lot of other people in places with COVID information.
My wife was the same way. She just sat on TikTok and just watched shit.
But the thing is, half the time is that's where you get a lot of information, and then you have to weed out the bad information. But the thing is, it's not necessarily bad information. It's those people's perspectives
opinion.
And their experiences with it too. So you really have to be careful about it. But this is one, and if people are listening, you can go and reference this TikToker. She's also on Instagram, I believe under the same name, but it's called it's The Nurse Erica, the period nurse period Erica on TikTok. And I think she's got a backup account too. But if you find her videos, you can find her backup link too. And she's been a nurse for quite a while, but she's like a huge supporter of nurses. I think she's more administration right now. She's like a huge, like just amazing, valuable tool. And she's brought up some things with this COVID stuff. A lot of things were being talked about. Oh, you know, people are allowed because we're so behind and we're so understaffed and we're so you know, over this COVID stuff, we're being inundated that, you know, we're not going to see any lawsuits from this, you know, per our government. Like Whitmer did the same thing at the beginning of the pandemic. She is. I want her run out of town. I dislike her so much. She should never set foot in Michigan again. Her, Benson, Hurdle, and who's the other one? Benson, Whitmer, Benson, Hurdle, and Nestle. Nestle. Oh, yeah. Get them out. Get them the fuck out. Bad experiences of women. I mean, they are not Rota models. They're poor Rota models.
Rota teller? Rota?
I think I'm thinking of Romy and Michelle's high school. I'm the Mary and you're the Rota. So, yeah.
Jesus.
What was that?
I'm really not high.
You're high? Bro, good Lord, no, I need not, to be high.
I was going to say, the only one here that doesn't get high.
Yeah. I'm very effectual. Whatever, shut up.
We need to make her some chocolate. That's what we need to make her.
No, we don't need chocolate. But anyway, so it's all off of the Nurse Erica on TikTok and Instagram. And she's talking about this nurse, Redonda Vaught, who works in Tennessee at Vanderbilt Hospital. And so her criminal trial has started. It's finalized. I believe she's been criminally charged. So this is an effect from the COVID generation of where they said, oh, yeah, we're not going to see licenses because we're so inundated and stuff. You know, you guys are going to be safe as far as practicing nurses and physicians and whatever. You know, as far as we have, this is a dire situation. It's a pandemic. And so now we're seeing lawsuits coming from that. So this one was Redonda Vaught was found that she had given a wrongful medication to a patient and that patient died. Bad. Yeah. Bad. Not a good thing.
No.
Even as a doctor, you don't want to have a patient die because of a med you gave. I want to say, I think the patient had an allergic reaction to it, but either way, that patient died. The med was not double checked, which was her fault. It was not medically reconciled. And from what I am not a nurse, from what it sounds like is when these patients are in the computer and said person accesses the chart and goes to put the order for the med in, or the doctor puts the order for the med in, the nurse reviews it, pulls out the med from, I think they call it like an Omnicell or Pyxis type of thing, or they call it from pharmacy. Something is brought up that says allergy, 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 or patient cannot have this. It's inaccessible to the patient and it kind of locks it out. Well, either way, somehow this patient got the medication and died. So now this is the nurse that is on criminal. She's going to be criminally charged for unintentional harm. Like she did not intentionally give this to the patient.
So like manslaughter?
Yeah. But she was, they, so this is where it is. So she lost her license. Okay. They fired her. Vanderbilt fired her like within days of that happening. Vanderbilt failed to notify governing bodies of the wrongful doing. And the medical, yeah. The only reason that the charges were brought back up to light and filed was because Medicaid received an anonymous tip about what had happened. And they were like, Vanderbilt, what the fuck? We're going to look into this. And so Vanderbilt, oh, this is how it happened and this what happened. And so the patient's family actually had come to terms and they understood and whatnot, but then it was the prosecutor, the DA, whoever decided to bring it up and take her to court and criminally charge her. And so there's a whole big thing about Funk being, Glenn Funk, bringing this up, charging her, which she didn't need to be charged again because it was already taken care of. She already lost her license. She'd already been, you know, relieved of all of
the
her
problem
duties.
Is
the only
Medicaid,
reason is because Vanderbilt got busted. Yep. So now they're making an example of her and throwing her under the bus. The other thing is, too, I don't know if it was brought up into trial because Vanderbilt had brought up all these pre-court whatever is not to be mentioned in court and to the jury. Vanderbilt paid off that family.
Right.
Of course they did. They probably wrote them a check for their accident.
Their negligence. The matter.
Their negligence.
We're sorry for killing a family member. Here's a check.
But not the fact that they covered up. They also didn't. They didn't give this patient. They didn't report it, and they also didn't fill it out on the death certificate of what that patient died of. Like, that's fucked up. That is a cover up. So the crime, she's been charged. I mean, she's lost her license already, so she's done and over with. But the thing is, this is a lot of these nurses and even physicians, they're leaving the bedside because of treatment from the past 2 years. I mean, we've had strikes going on all over the country for the past 2 years. And this stuff. Because these nurses, I mean, if they're being held responsibly, yes, there are some who are not good nurses, but then there's people that are getting away with shit that shouldn't be getting away with shit. They're not being held accountable. But then these people that are being held wrongfully accountable, but then it's the system that has set them up to also fail. Well, so one of the things right now is, I can't talk about it a lot because I don't know exactly where it's going, but there is a physician that is currently suspended from our hospital for things that have happened in and outside, inside the hospital. However, the only reason that this is being brought up is because management finally started listening to people and the complaints after months and or years of complaints. And now all of a sudden, this doctor has been, it's all good. You can go back to practicing. Oh, yeah, it's good. You can go back to practicing by this establishment. And now the establishment decides, now it's a problem. Which it should have been stopped first and foremost. But they don't give a shit about the workers. They don't give a shit about the workers. But now people are starting to listen because they just gave a department a whole entire raise to keep them from quitting.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. And they did give out retention bonuses to people who work through COVID, except they left out like emergency room staff, PACU staff, OR staff.
Like the people that actually did stuff.
Like the people that were still there, that when they were done with their stuff or they were done with their patients, got pulled to other floors, got floated to other floors that they hadn't practiced in for years. But they are not allowed to get a bonus because they didn't fall under the requirements. Bullshit. That's why they're leaving. And it's also because of unsafe staffing ratios. And I have a couple that are written down.
I've read statistics. I've read stories. I read story of one nurse that she ended up getting sued for something similar. I don't think she was criminally prosecuted, but something similar to that because her defense is the hospital that she worked at in, I don't know, Alabama or someplace south. Maybe it was New Mexico and, where Jeff's out at. I think she said she was in charge of 22 patients by herself.
Yep.
And that she
gets worse.
That she
gets worse.
That she figured it out that she had a total time of 4 minutes or 5 minutes per round or per cycle with each patient.
Yep.
My wife's got 31 to herself.
Yep.
In a rehab unit.
Yep. So this is another one that's actually
right.
Current.
I read. That's right. It wasn't a hospital. It was a
rehab facility.
A retirement.
Oh, a retirement facility?
Yeah.
Oh,
or not a retirement, but an old folks home, a care home,
a long-term care.
That's where my wife worked at. Yep.
Yeah,
that's what it was. And one of her patients died because she didn't get to him fast enough.
Oh, is that is that Pennsylvania?
Yes.
That's Ganey. I have her written down.
Okay.
So this one, so the reason why this is getting attention, and again, equality, right? So the only reason this is getting...
Pennsylvania's got some shady nursing homes, I can tell you that.
Yeah, they do. Well, here's a good one for you. So, A, we've got Vandy, which, of course, now the meme is going around, don't let the hospitals pull a Vandy on you because, it's, you know, everyone's walking out because of how they treat people. So this one, I have it documented where I first started hearing it April 1st. So this is in Pennsylvania.
Ryan, are you trying to measure your dick right now?
Yeah. I was actually worried.
Forgot my tape measure was here on my desk, and I'm just sitting here. I'm listening to this.
ADHD.
Like,
oh,
yeah, it's okay. The ADHD kicking in. I got to play with stuff. I'm literally tying my cord to my headphones in knots.
Yeah. Well, either way. Okay, so this is Christiane Ganey. So there was a document. Okay, so this is a gal who I don't know if she's an RN or LPN. I think she's an RN. But she works at an LTAC, which, again, referred to by the nurse Erica, a long-term care facility. So LTAC for short. And one of her patients, well, nurse Erica brought up, as far as this is considered, she wants to know what the staffing ratio was. I think she found out later through other employees reaching out to her, it was a 1-64 ratio.
Holy shit.
Yep. And that's not abnormal.
And she was an LPN, not an RN.
Okay. Thank you. And what had happened was the documentation in the chart for this patient, she had typed in that this patient got his neuro checks because this patient was a family member of an Army personnel or White House personnel, ex-military, whatever, retired military service member, and ended up falling and dying from this fall. So I would expect that probably fell, hit a head, was on thinners, bled out, something to that. That is an assumption. I do not know. But died from a fall that was fatal. So they went back through the chart because obviously the family was pissed, as they should rightly be. And she was thrown under the bus because it said that the doctor had ordered Q4 neuro checks, which Q means every. So every yep. 4 hours, every 4 hours neuro checks, which neuro checks, I don't know exactly what is entailed with them, but I would expect they take anywhere from 10 minutes to maybe 15 minutes to do, because it's like she checks your eyes, checks your balance, feet, pressure, hand strength. I'm not even sure if it even takes that long, but I don't know. But either way, the ratio that was brought up is between the Q4 checks for this patient and all the other patients. I think they said that it ended up she would only have 15 minutes to do this for any patient. She would only have 15 minutes for every patient. How could she pull off every 4 hour neuro checks for this patient?
Sounds
it's
about right.
An unsafe staffing ratio. And they threw her under the bus for it. And that is coming up. I don't know when that is going to go to court. I don't know if it's been resolved or not.
Is that a criminal charge against her?
I think they're going to start going after her for all them. But that's why everybody, these places do not want to take responsibility. They don't want to be accountable. And it's bullshit. If you want to keep good work, guess what? You give them what they need. If they're telling you they need higher pay, they need better hours because they need better staffing, give it to them. And this is just a list that I was writing down. So,
you know, that reminds me of my buddy who just retired. He's my age, and he retired.
Jealous much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if I would have stayed in law enforcement, I'd be retiring. But he...
we could have retired to Florida, you asshole.
Yeah, he was in Myrtle Beach. And
no, still.
They had lost so many police officers that... okay, so the way it works is industries like law enforcement, I think medicine, stuff like that. You know how you can only work 6 days in a row and then you have to have 2 days off.
Yeah.
Certain ones yep. don't have that. Yep. That you can literally work every single day for months, but you have to have 8 hours between the end of your shift and the start of your shift.
Yep.
Yep.
At one point, he told me he had not had a day off in 3.5 months. And of that, he would leave work. The clock would start for his 8 hours. He had a 45-minute drive to and from work because no police officer lives in the city they work. That's just stupid. He had a 45-minute drive. Yeah. He had a 45-minute drive to and from work. So there's an hour and a half right there. Plus time to wind down, get to sleep. He said for that 3.5 months, he would average about 4 hours of sleep.
Maybe.
A night. Every single night. Because they were so understaffed with police that they just kept working them to death. And when it came time for his actually early retirement, where he could still get his pension, but he doesn't get the full pension. When it came time for his early retirement, he put it in. Everybody in his department is putting in. They are so understaffed, and then they're working people to death, which is causing more understaff than hiring.
That was happening before COVID because we had the whole anti-police movement too.
Yes.
And there was actually a couple of states that said, sorry, we're not taking your retirement enrollment plan because everyone's putting in it. Guess what? Because you treat them like shit.
Yeah.
You won't back them up. And guess what? Those guys are being thrown under the bus, whether rightfully or wrongfully, because there's a lot of shit that happened the past couple of years that some people really did not do good.
But the thing is, you know, when you talk about, especially like, you know, police are getting burned out or police are overreacting or professionalism, you also have to remember they're human and they're not getting any days off.
Yep.
So if they're angry one day, they don't have a cooling down period.
Yep.
They don't have the time to get trained.
Yep.
I was talking about the thing that happened in Grand Rapids, where the guy was wrestling with a police officer. He got the officer's taser. The officer is on top of him. He pulled his gun.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really see from the camera angle what exactly happened, except that he shot him in the head. And, of course, friends were asking me, you know, well, he should have been trained better. He should have been this. And I tried telling people, listen, one, they're human. They're not superhuman. Two, I know guys that are awesome at jujitsu that could have worked over that guy, but they do jujitsu, they do martial arts, they practice fighting 5 days a week for hours a day. A police officer gets 40 hours a year of PPCT training.
And at that point in time, it's a split second decision.
Yeah.
Whether you're on top or you're on bottom, if something is coming at you, am I going home or is this guy going home?
Right. And so did he react correctly? I don't know. I don't know all the evidence. I have to see all the evidence. I'm not going to base my assumption on a video.
Yeah.
But what I can say is I know from the way that they're trained, you know, people saying, well, they need more training. In order to have more training, you have to take police officers off the street to get them into training.
Yep.
Imagine, I mean, it'd be awesome if they got 5 hours of training every week, but that's 5 hours that a certain number, say 10%, of police officers are not on the street, which means they have to hire 10% more.
Yep. What a lot of police officers departments stopped using those jujitsu holds in the first place because they're now banned illegal.
That's the other hard part. When I was in law enforcement, they had just banned what are known as bone strikes. That would mean punching to the face, you know, stuff like that. Punching to the face, to the chest. I think we could still punch to the chest I first started. We could still use what's known as a shoulder pinch, which people in MMA would call that a arm triangle. It's a blood strangulation move that actually works really well. I used it quite often. You know, you could still kick to the common peroneal nerve. You could kick to the superficial peroneal nerve. You could kick to the brachial plexus, all of that. Later on, they basically said all of these, what are known as hard hand techniques, you can't hit to the brachial plexus, which is right here, basically where your carotid arteries are. You can't hit to there anymore because that's too close to the face, it's too close to the throat, all of that stuff. Well, I can tell you, one time I got in a standoff fight with a person that was probably, I was 160 pounds at the time, so he was probably a good 100 pounds more than me at least. There was no way I was taking him down with my wrestling moves. So I came in with a backhand right to the brachial plexus right there. He crumbled like a rock and I was able to get control. Didn't have to use, we didn't have tasers back then. Didn't have to use OC spray. Didn't have to use my baton. my last year there, we got, tasers. I got tased. But they only had a certain number for everybody. So you kind of shared and whoever was a higher rank got them anyway. So, but the thing is, it's the same.
It was not it, my me getting tased and you getting tased are two different versions of this story.
Was yours voluntary?
So Montgomery County PD put an ad in the paper for test subjects for $500.
Oh, $500, I would do it.
I did it four times.
I was going to say $500. You could tease me every 20 minutes. If I get $500 each time,
I was like,
it wasn't that bad.
As I asked, it was like, is it one zap for $500 or is it a lot of zaps for $500? He goes, nope, one zap, $500. You do multiple zaps, you get $500 per zap. And I'm like, how many people you got to do today?
Yeah. How many students you get?
So I always tell people the taser versus OC spray, take the taser because the taser hurts. And I always tell people the way that I describe it is, you know, when you get a cramp in your foot or your hand, basically your whole body does that, but it's only for a few seconds and then you relax.
Yeah, no, these were the prongs. Like, these were when they first were coming out with the prongs with the long string. God, those prongs suck.
Yeah, that's how they shot me, too, is I had to stand with my back, and they shot me, and then someone grabbed my arms as I went down. And
oh, no, I had a mat. I had to make it look like I was moving. So they would have to try to catch me while I was moving, and I had
one time where, okay, first off, I'll let you guys know, Jeff probably knows this, I hate running. Like, I despise running.
I would have never imagined that you hate running.
I hate running. I hate chasing people. So I'm chasing this drunk guy down. He was drunk and high.
Best way to be, man.
Yeah, he was running, but man, was I think his brain didn't register that he was tired. But it was winter.
His brain wasn't registering a lot of things.
It was winter. So I'm looking this guy and he's bigger than me, and I'm like, how the hell is he like running and I'm not catching up? I don't get it. Well, as I call for backup, one of the backup guys comes around the side with a taser. One of our sergeants shoots him. Well, it's winter, so the prongs didn't go through all the way to be able to zap him. They got caught up on his coat. And so as I'm chasing him, now those are back then, at least they were one-time use. Once they were done, you had to pop off the top and then it became a hand taser, or you had to put another thing on. So he didn't have time to put another thing on because he had to reach into his back and get it, all that. So he's chasing, he's got the taser. Well, the guy goes to climb a fence, and as he climbs, his pants rip, like right at the crotch. And I'm grabbing him by the belt, holding him, trying to pull him down.
I see nuts getting zapped.
He nuts reached up zapped. With that taser, and he shocked him right in the balls. I don't know if it was in the balls or in the leg, but it was right there.
Nuts got zapped.
It was the taint.
He zapped him in the taint.
He got zapped in the balls. He wasn't having kids for a
for never. But no, like I say, my buddy, though, and it's the same thing with nursing. They're overstaffed. They don't have enough to get the training. They're understaffed. They don't have enough to get the training that they need. Then you have the media piling on top of them, talking about how bad they're doing. Well, if you only do something, 40 hours is one work week. If you only do something one work week out of the year, don't expect them to be great at it. So are they going to pull their weapon? Yeah, because they're not superheroes. They're not like me. I've got a fighter that's training for a fight on June 4th. Okay? He is literally in the gym 8 hours a day. He works out, 9, 10, 11, 3 hours with me this morning, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 3 hours on grappling alone. Then he has a striking coach that he works on with. Then he has, and that's just for one fight, three-minute rounds. So 9 minutes. And he's training that hard. You can't expect a police officer that spends most of their day in a car and gets 40 hours of training. It's the same thing with firearms. You know, people that say that police officers, well, they should be a good shot. When are they going to be a good shot? They don't have time to get down to the range if they go on their own. And their training is literally one day. They have one day at the range of a required training, at least when I did it. One day of required training, and at the end, you have to hit the target 5 times at 21 feet.
Well, and plus, I mean, from who I've met and the people I've talked to, I mean, which, again, is not as many as you, those officers do not want to draw their weapon.
No.
That's not the point. They do not want to draw unless they absolutely have to, because they know what the consequences are that follow that as soon as that comes out of the holster.
It's that once you pull that trigger, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to take a life? Is that person going to be incapacitated? Is the family going to come after
you? I always love when people say, why don't you shoot them in the leg? Because the leg is this big around.
That's a 2% target versus a 50% target.
They don't want to
use deadly force if they do not have to.
So if you want to make police work better, you don't defund the police.
Yeah.
Police departments need more funding to hire more people.
Yep.
That's the only way, because you need to, one, you need to give them rest. And number two, you need to give them time to train.
Yep.
That's
train.
Yeah.
So as I'm watching that video, me be doing wrestling jujitsu, yes, I would have handled it differently because I'm trained in that. And I train.
Your background is different.
My background is different. When I was a police officer, I was a wrestler. I would constantly use wrestling. I would rarely use our, you know, standard PPCT techniques. Why? Because when I'm in a fight, my mind reverts to what I know the best. What I know the best is wrestling. And thankfully, when I get to court, it was awesome because the defense lawyer would always try to stumble me on stuff. And I'd be like, you mean the thing that 10-year-olds do to each other is somehow harmful to him? Like, you can look, there's 10-year-olds that do that to each other and he can't handle it.
Well, either way, I'm going to round back to the nursing stuff.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. Actually, it brings up a good point because you'll have to look into the videos of this, because the videos, I've only seen bits and pieces, but I've not, again, Nurse Erica, but this is actually another good example, not just for the nurses, but the correctional officers. What did you do to my voice?
I just turned you up a little bit.
It feels weird.
I know, but I turned you up. You were a little low.
It just feels weird. Like, I'm really in front of my face now, and I know that sounds really weird, but
yeah,
I don't like it.
It's supposed to. I had to turn you up so that
you're fine
enough.
Jesus. Okay,
fine. You equaled me.
Jesus. You need Jesus.
Jesus, fix it.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Take this wheel. Okay, well, either way, what's the name of her? So a nurse is being charged with involuntary manslaughter in North Carolina, a correctional facility nurse, because again, I don't know the full story, but there was an inmate that apparently was having some sort of medical episode.
Or was coming out of a seizure
and was being combative because he was what they call post-ictal, which they really don't know what's going on. They don't understand what's going on. They have an altered mental status because they just had a seizure. And so there were correctional officers in with this guy, and the correctional nurse was watching, you know, trying to help him kind of come out of it and get his bearings and stuff. But he wasn't physically doing well. Like, his breathing was having, he was having a lot of issues breathing. The officers, again, I have to watch all the videos. But ultimately, so there are a couple of mistakes. So the nurse noticed that he wasn't breathing properly. And I believe this was after the correctional officers proned him, which is laying on his belly, and pretty much did the same thing that happened to Floyd. They were suppressing him while he was prone, and he was having an issue breathing.
They put him in a hog tie.
Okay.
Where you put handcuffs on the hands.
Yep.
You
so
put
he handcuffs move around on the easily. Legs. Yep.
And you interlock them. I've had to do that a few times.
So they were kneeling on his back, though. They weren't kneeling on his neck, but I believe they were kneeling on his back to get him in that place and to hold him down and get him tied up. Again, I don't know how true and how long that happened, but the nurse didn't initiate CPR right away after she noticed that he was having some issues. So they're throwing her under the bus because she didn't initiate CPR right away. And this guy died. But the other thing is, too, officers also kicked her out of the cell.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Her last name's Hewins.
Yeah, I saw Hugans. The video. The video actually shows them not letting her get close to him. They are physically holding her back.
Yeah, but yeah, she's going to be criminally she's going to be charged with involuntary manslaughter. Bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit.
I'd like to say she's going to win that one once they see the video.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But either way, I mean, just a couple ones I want to mention as far as just with the staffing and the nurses. And these are not always pretty, but this is one of the reasons why the nurses, everyone's leaving the bedside. Like, recently, 329 charges were dismissed against a man accused of attacking nurses in a Nashville parking garage. There is a mass nurse walkout at Vanderbilt, obviously with the Redondavant stuff, Christiane Ganey, which was the elderly patient in the long-term care facility that fell and died. This one's going to be coming out. 4-3, oral meds were crushed up and given to a patient through their IV by an orientee that did not have access and knowledge of how to document it. And so her nurse that was covering her got blamed for it. And that was also in Tennessee. Yeah. The corrections nurse with the involuntary manslaughter, that's Hugans we just talked about. San Diego Detention Center, involuntary manslaughter. The inmate, her name was Eliza Cerner. She apparently fell, and the nurse is being blamed that she left her. And she died. So I don't know. I mean, if a patient falls in the presence of a nurse, this is a brand new one. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to work out, but that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I can't.
You just don't let a patient die.
I can't see anybody not
after falling
going over.
And not, you know, something's got to be going on. This will be a one that's coming up. I guess she's got a case coming up in May. Julie Griffin is a nurse, and this is out of Florida. She was fired. This was in 2017. She's an RN. She actually was a whistleblower, and she got fired from her job for bringing up issues at her hospital for unsafe ratios and unsafe staff assignments. And so that's coming up now in May. 416. Oh, this is a good one. This was in New Jersey, and I don't know if you heard about that. So a nursing tech or a tech aide was attacked by an agency nurse, a male agency nurse, and set on fire.
What?
Yep. Was assaulted by this guy with several items and set on fire. And the nurse killed himself. the agency nurse killed himself. And so now that tech is suing the hospital and the agency for obviously not screening him, training him, and having someone supervise him correctly.
I don't know if training is going to help that.
Well, the thing is, I don't know much about it besides that, if like, there was a mental capacity
thing. Yeah, I don't know if, like, okay.
Or if it was all romantic thing. Yeah,
they show an intro video. Do not set your team on fire.
Yeah. Another one was in Nevada. They were going to make people pull mandatory overtime, which this happens a lot, but they decided against it because they got so much backlash, but they had found, quote unquote, enough volunteers to go through with it. Buffalo Mercy Hospital had a strike in October, Philadelphia in last year of October, a nurse assistant was shot and killed by another nurse assistant. In October of last year in Mobile, Alabama, a nurse was assaulted by a patient. October again, Washington went on strike. This is a behavioral health center. 11 workers were injured in one day.
What?
11 workers injured in one day. After they had told management about the unsafe conditions, 11 of them got assaulted or injured in some way in one day, and they went on strike. This is at Cascade Behavioral Health. It was they went on a safety strike. Again, October. A lot of this is at October.
I mean, the crazy.
This is why they're walking away, because people are just like, screw you, your cattle. Well, yeah, but they can't. It's patient abuse and patient neglect and patient endangerment and stuff like that. Yeah.
There has to be a loophole in there that if your life is in danger, you can fight back and save your, like, they, if there's not there, we need to find somebody and petition that.
Well, so this is where this is going. This has been collecting dust in the Supreme Court. It's HR 1195, which is the Workplace Violence Prevention for Healthcare and Social Service Workers Act. Because police officers and stuff, they get assaulted and stuff, they can push charges. Healthcare workers cannot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like that for decades. That's why if someone gets assaulted by a patient, they're like, you know, we really don't want, they're not in the right state of mind. It's, you know, we'll do this, that, and the other thing, but don't push charges. Because, I mean, that's what a lot of these nurses get.
Assaulted every day at work.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, and honestly, it might be a spit or a bite or a slap, or it's even a scratch when you're moving a patient over to another bed. That's still considered assault.
You know, when I got bit by somebody when I worked for the police, I had to go to the ER and get a hepatitis shot.
Yep. But it's nuts. I mean, this is serious stuff. This is people getting injured. And then it's, you know, a lot of people are leaving the bedside. It's because of how they're being treated. It's not necessarily all the vaccination mandate stuff. That was a big part of it. Well, that wasn't even a big part of it.
Strike that happened on the whole West.
Oh no,
Coast.
I've got it written down. But so I mean, Kaiser went on strike. Oh my God. Everybody went on. I mean, let me see. Kaiser went on strike. Who else went on strike? That was only, Kaiser, SoCal, Oregon, Kaiser Hawaii. Permanente. I mean, there's Flint. Oh, actually, yeah. So back again. How many more do I have? I've got two more pages. I'll make it quick.
Jesus.
So, okay, but this is only from October and some of November. This isn't even the recent stuff.
Wow.
But this is what was leading up to it. But it's been going on for decades.
Oh yeah.
This has been on for decades. So 10/15, an ER tech was stabbed 17 times. 17 times.
Please tell me it was with a scalpel.
I highly doubt it. It was an ER tech, so probably not. There was one that was really recent. Well, I'll get to that. So 10/16, McLaren, Flint, and Hurley both had strikes. Supposedly Hurley didn't, but it was confirmed that McLaren Flint did. RNs walked out or did a call out, and about 45 to 50 RNs called out, and one of the areas that was highly affected was their emergency room. And so they had to divert, and Hurley was affected because of the diversion.
Oh, they had sent everybody to Hurley.
Yep, because they had to. 1018, Minnesota, Abbott Northwest had a strike. Advent Health Florida in October gave bonuses to all nurses that earned it, but not all. They changed their tune. They didn't give it to them initially. They changed their tune because they didn't want to be viewed negatively. So then they, you know, changed their mind. 1026, VCU Health in Virginia had a sick out day. Cabell Huntington Hospital, West Virginia had a strike. This is a good one. South Seminole Hospital in Florida in November, a pregnant nurse, I would expect this is probably on a psych unit or a behavioral unit, but I don't know. Pregnant nurse, 32 weeks along. She was giving meds to a patient and another one attacked her, kicked her repeatedly in the stomach, and she lost her baby. Yep.
Well, I'd be taking my anger out on the hospital.
Unsafe
work practices. Unsafe staffing.
How can you not sue off of that?
How did that patient get out of bed and get into another patient's room? And how was there not another nurse, you know, assisting her because she was also 30? I mean, not that, you know, pregnant women are useless. I worked all through my pregnancy. But still, when you know you have pregnant personnel or definitely people you watch out for, you know who they are, you really kind of watch your surroundings.
I'm surprised, mama bear instincts didn't kick in and, like, fucking wail.
Well, you can't, because as a nurse, you can't assault a patient back. You can defend, you can block yourself, but you don't dare hit a patient.
Again, this is where there needs to be an actual defense law, the castle doctrine that says, you know, if somebody enters your house, you're allowed to shoot them. If somebody threatens your life at work, you're allowed to defend yourself.
But we wouldn't need it if they have safe staffing.
But you do need it. That's the thing. Even with safe staffing, you still need it.
Yeah. Okay, almost done. So, again, in November, RN was treated for concussion because she was assaulted by a male patient hit in the head at Rochester General Hospital. Bronson in Kalamazoo, Michigan, they gave out bonuses to employees anywhere from $500 to $10,000. So a lot of the RNs got the $10,000, but like the respiratory therapists didn't because they weren't considered RNs. But yet they're the ones running the machines and turning the patients that are COVID positive and dying. Highly contagious. Sutter Delta in California had a strike. Indiana. A CVS pharmacist died at work because management refused to let her go be seen in an emergency room until someone was there to come and cover her.
What?
They refused to let her leave and she died of a heart attack. This is a pharmacist.
I'm absolutely not surprised at that conversation right there.
Yeah.
I worked for CVS Pharmacy for almost 10 years.
Yep.
I have seen some of the dumbest things that company's ever done.
Okay, last one, I'm sorry. So this would be definitely a safe staffing ratio because then you could have a patient sitter with these people. But this is back in November again. Arizona State Hospital, two patient suicides were blamed on poor staffing. Two patient suicides. There were 82 openings for jobs. And one of the stated suicides, this I think was on a news article or a news broadcast. So one of the suicides was a death by scissors. Scissors. Not a scalpel. Scissors. How long would it have taken? Like, if they really had a patient sitter with that person, would that have even happened? Hell no. Scissors? Are you kidding me? Scissors.
Depends. What kind of scissors are they?
Well, I mean, they're going to be fucking sharp. But, I mean, even if you stab yourself in the jugular, the carotid, or the wrist, if you have a sitter with you, the sitter can immediately call a code. And you can at least, even if that patient dies out within minutes, which sucks, because if they hit the right spot, I mean, but scissors, you have at least 5 minutes, I would think. Because you're going to notice someone fucking with scissors.
30 seconds. Or if rummaging they hit the through the drawer.
If they're running, rummaging through drawers looking for scissors.
Yeah.
Like, how did they get the scissors in the first place? The second of that hospital, they died by suicide, intentional choking.
Like, intentional choking. In their mouth and inhaled it?
I would expect that, because I would think, as far as an autonomic experience, you would, if you physically were trying to choke yourself with your own hand.
Once you pass out,
you would let go.
Yep.
You would get to that brink. So it had to be like, who doesn't notice that?
That was, by the way, that was one of the tests we used to use. If somebody pretended to be passed out, if they really were, like if you go into a party, we weren't supposed to, if somebody was passed out, you know, we weren't supposed to wake them, and it was weird. So to tell if they were really passed out or they weren't, we'd take their hand, put it above their head, and let go. And if their hand came down and hit their head, you knew they were passed out. But if it didn't, because you have that
they don't want to autonomic,
yeah, you have that autonomic response to move it off to the side.
Yep. But yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
So, the officers need it too. I mean, but they've got certain things in place. Even first responders have certain things in place. But it's like, this is why a lot of people are walking away. And the thing is, these are nursing. These are what's going to happen with the doctors. They're not going to have their support staff.
Yeah.
It's all going downhill.
I'm sorry. Grey's Anatomy makes it look like the doctors do everything from x-rays to, CT scans to drawing blood. Okay.
It's not a CT scan. The one that they always show is an MRI.
Oh, sorry. But because they say CT.
Well,
CT all they can fucking want, but it's not.
Yeah.
But
for someone who's had CT scans and MRIs, I call bullshit every fucking time.
Yeah, and magically everybody has insurance in that show.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Magically, they don't stop for 45 minutes and make you fill out paperwork first before they see you.
Yeah.
You walk in, and as soon as you walk in, they grab you.
What? No, please sit in our waiting room for the next 3 hours before you can be seen by a doctor.
I've been in waiting rooms where I've seen a person with a complete, like, gash, like, half their head, and they're holding a thing on it in the waiting room waiting to get in.
Yeah, that's a fun story. So that's another thing with short staffing. So I am recently training in a different department right now, and so we have a lot more access. I have a lot more access to, like, the goings-on in our emergency room. And I felt really bad because, what was it? Had to have been last week. So apparently, they only had two nurses scheduled to work in the emergency room. And this ER has 25-ish rooms, 25 rooms. Two nurses to work it, and then a handful of tech aides and what, triage nurse or whatever. And this one nurse was supposed to come in at 1 p.m., but got called in to come in at 7 a.m. So that made the second nurse. And we ended up having about 4 stroke patients within 3 hours. So these are severely high acuity patients because they're not doing so well. So they need a lot of attention. And between two nurses, I mean, stuff like that, that's unsafe right there. Even one nurse to have 4 stroke patients. But, you know, I think they could only run 8 rooms altogether. And, you know, then management's blowing them up. They refuse to divert because of the lack of staffing. And you have a waiting room filled with 16, 17 people. I mean, part of the problem is, too, is unfortunately it's the insurance play, because at urgent care, you have to pay a copay. Yep. People don't want to do that, so they come to the ER. Well, that's bullshit. Don't come to the fucking ER unless it's an emergency.
You have to pay a copay unless you're admitted. Yep. So if you go to the emergency room. Still,
it sucks.
I don't know.
It does not help the patient. It does not help that. I mean, if you have a legit problem, come to the emergency room or go to your urgent care, because they'll send you to the emergency room. They'll tell you right away, oh, no, you need to go.
Yeah.
But it's a pay thing, no. You know what? Right now, they cannot take care of you. But then they're going to bitch about how they've been here sitting forever. When are they going to get something to eat? Honey, if you think you're really sick, you don't need to be eating. If you feel good enough to eat, guess what? You can go home.
I have a friend on Medicare. that I about blew up at her because she wasn't sure if she had COVID or not. And this is before they had the tests in, you know, every gas station. And rather than going to a ReadyCare or her doctor, because even with ReadyCare, she has to pay a certain amount out of pocket. She always, for everything, goes to the ER because an ER visit has no... Now, I don't know if that's with all Medicare or just her plan. I've never been on Medicare to know.
It may be just her plan. I'm not sure.
But I about blew up at her because I'm like, you're taking up their resources.
Absolutely.
For a fucking test?
You know, I feel bad to say it, but you are wasting their time.
For a fucking test? Like, go home and see if you get worse.
Yep.
Like, and beyond that, why the hell are you standing in front of me if you think you have COVID?
Yep. Yep.
I don't care if you're wearing a mask or not.
Oh, I don't know if I'm sick, but I'm going to lick your face. Let's find out.
Oh, this winter has been so bad for me with being sick. I blame wearing masks for 2 years. Because what did I have? So in November, I got strep for the first time since I was in like grade school, I think.
Yep.
Kelly gave him strep.
The wrestlers gave me strep.
Yes.
I was going to say, it wasn't me. I'm clean.
Then, right after...
Yes.
Then right after that, I was on antibiotics for something else right after that in December. I don't remember what that was. Was that
missed like three shows because you were sick maybe. And we made fun of you for a little bit.
Then, and it was like every month. Then in January, beginning of January, the whole house got COVID. And I now Kelly, she went right to work. Like she's like, work's going to let me in.
Okay. First of all, it was neither confirmed nor denied that I had COVID because I'm pretty damn sure I had to have it just within the last 2 years because of how much exposure, but I didn't feel any different than any other day. I felt like I had a sinus infection, but guess no fever nor sore throat. I mean, it was sucky to breathe, but guess what? I was functional.
You had a fever one day.
See, one of the days you had a fever.
Oh, no, that was food poisoning. Remember I came home and I threw up all night? That was food poisoning.
But somehow I came down with COVID. My son came down with COVID.
But he was negative.
No, Chase was positive.
When he tested, he was negative.
First. Then he was positive.
Oh, did you do another test?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did another.
I just remembered the two tests that one was negative and his
was he was negative, so we sent him to my parents. Then the next day he spiked a fever. So my dad, who had a COVID test in the car, because their insurance paid for it, because it's the state of Michigan insurance, and they're like, yeah, take as many COVID tests as you want. Yeah. And so they had they're stocked up on tests.
Oh, man. And that's such a joke, too.
And
you can get free tests. But now every place is like, no, you got to pay for them. It's like, whoa. Our government said we could get free tests.
No, what it is you buy the test and then you submit it to your insurance and your insurance has to reimburse you.
I ain't got no time for that.
What my mom's did is
who's got time for that?
What my mom's did is they put money right on her flex spending just for COVID tests.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so they, I know.
Thank you, Whitmer.
And, anyway, so
it's the only useful thing she can do.
So they had it. So my son got it. Then my dad got it. Then my mom got it. Then my nephew who lives with them got it. Trust me, you got it. And,
because
you were spiking fevers, you weren't feeling well. So she was allowed to go into work because she wasn't quote unquote confirmed.
Well,
by the hospital or
and that was during that week that CDC guidelines said, oh, you know what? Even if you're sick, you can still go back.
Yeah,
to
as
work.
Long as you don't.
Yeah, that was that 3 days.
My wife had it. And that's what they did to her. They were like, well, if you don't have symptoms, well, she fucking has symptoms.
Yeah. So, AMA guidelines and the CDC guidelines.
So
just
she
like
waited 5 days. And they were like, oh, well, if you don't have symptoms, you can come back to work. So, but now that she's back at work, she can't have, they're supposed to COVID test her twice a week, but because she already had it, they can't give her another COVID test till August.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no,
these people have painted themselves in such a corner. It's
it could give a false positive. I'm like,
that's what all the tests were. They're false positives. So they couldn't figure out how to test it in the first place. They were too sensitive. And then everything was a false positive.
Right. And then when I got it, the school wouldn't let me go back and be around kids to coach for 2 weeks. And yet the kids themselves,
they could go back to school
after they tested. Yeah, they tested positive because it would like went through our team like a fire because you're wrestlers. Yeah. We're
but the health department says you can go back to school as long as and you wear a mask and you're not symptomatic.
No. Yeah, that was it. All they had to do is once they got a negative test at the school, they could go back to class. Yep. They could go to wrestling. Yep. They could like some of them were only off for like 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah. MDHHS.
And I'm like, but I'm not allowed to be there for 2 freaking weeks?
Yeah, exactly. I'm the one that's got a paycheck.
I can stand off to the side and coach.
Yep.
Oh, I was so mad. Okay.
It never made sense.
We're over 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we move the abortion stuff to next week? So move that over. We got to get into some fun stuff. Let's listen to some TikTok. This first one is some advice.
Are we using TikTok as an upper now? Upper TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to give some advice on this God. One.
Am I the asshole for demanding my husband to pay me the $1,000 he spent behind my back? My husband, 33, and I, 31, used to have a two-income home, but in 2020, we've lost our home and one of our incomes, his. We moved into a smaller apartment, had to sell many things, and give up most of our costly habits. My husband has an expensive habit of going to the spa for a weekly massage session. We live in an urban area, so this stuff is ridiculously expensive.
Does he get a
single
happy
session
ending?
Is $250, and he has to have it every week, so that would be nearly
Yes, he's getting a happy ending.
I offered him to have a session at a regular spa, but no. He has to get it from that luxurious spa near the restaurant we used to go to, saying the lady who gives the massage is an expert and
she uses her mouth.
Problem is, I'm the only income earner, and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm also pregnant and need to save money to prepare a nursery. I told him to cut his sessions, but he refused. I told him I won't be paying for them anymore, and he said he'd get the money himself. Yesterday, I checked and saw that he's been using my credit card for his sessions for a whole month and has maxed out completely. I found that out when I went shopping for baby essentials, and the cashier said I had no money. I had to return everything, then went home and went off on him. I told him he maxed my card out, and he made me look like an idiot at the store. He said he didn't tell me because he knew I'd have an issue with it. I demanded he pay me back the $1,000 he spent, but he refused. I yelled at him, calling him irresponsible, and he got upset and called me selfish and to stop playing victim, and that this is affecting us both since he's going to be a parent too, and it's stressful for him, and I keep dismissing his own needs as a human. I went upstairs, and he went out. He started giving me silent, but I kept demanding the money back. He said I shouldn't expect it back since we're married, and that my money is technically his, and I should stop using his unemployment again.
Fucking holy millennial bullshit.
Shit.
Get a job, pay her back, and stop getting your dick sucked by this massage lady.
Okay.
I think irony in this.
So,
like, you shouldn't have put this on here with me up here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, Jason, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm full-time now. I had to become full-time.
I'm earning money.
Every 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
It equals out
in the end. I make more than you.
It equals out in the end.
And now I make more than you because I'm full-time.
Last year, I made more than you.
Last year.
So
that was last year.
That was last year.
Didn't you just say you had to throw away a third of your crop?
I can still spend $32 every week on a roll of my Grizzly Wintergreen Chew.
I need that.
I need that. I need that. I need I need that. I need.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Nicotine sucks.
Okay, but
this is a downer talk. This is a downer
talk. Taking it back to her, though.
She is not the asshole.
She's not the asshole. Here's the thing, though, that's hard because legally, their incomes are the same, being married. So I don't think she can legally demand it back from him.
No, but the thing is, he could help pay off that credit card debt.
Well, the right thing to do is to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking legally.
Legally, he's entitled to half, and so is she, with half of whatever is earned during the marriage. But he done fucked that up. Yep.
And half the debt.
Yep.
But if they're married, their incomes, even if they keep separate bank accounts, mm-hmm. separate credit cards,
oh, yeah.
it's legally family income.
Yeah.
Unless so, there's a prenup.
Yeah.
Even with a prenup.
The other thing is, too, he obviously had access and the PIN and stuff for the card or whatever he used. Because you can still be married and not have access to your partner's card. That could be for your own personal use. It just overall still is attached to that marriage as far as a credit score and such.
Right.
So, I mean, that's one thing. But, like, we don't steal each other's credit cards, but I'm also not pregnant. And, I mean, it sounds like he's playing Peter Pan. He does not want to grow up and take care of this kid.
That's the thing is, he's, the fact that he's spending $250
copious amounts of money.
I mean, that's $250 a week on a 1 hour. I get massages, once a month now? I cut it down to once a month.
Maybe. Yeah.
And I need them for medical reasons.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going just to, and mine cost me $60.
Yeah.
$250
is like not even 2 weeks of daycare for an infant.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
It's like
irresponsible.
Are you doing figuring out how much a year?
No.
Oh. So $250, like the compromise he should have made was, okay, I'll go once a month, or I'll cut it down and go to the cheap one, or, you know, come up with something together.
Well, she offered to see if she could find something cheaper for him, because she's still, she still cared for him, but then he's like, no, it has to be this place.
It's,
now, whether there was something else going on with that person. Yeah. Well, it may or may not be that. It might be just like the typical, I always go to this mani-pedi place because this is where I always do it. Yeah, I know they're expensive, but they get me what I want. It might not be all romantic.
His dick sucked.
Well, probably, but obviously they're still in business, so they haven't been raided. So.
Oh, the green spot down here has been raided multiple times and they're still in business.
We're not talking about the green spot or whatever
spa.
The fuck.
Uh-oh.
Spa. Spot. Oh, yeah. That one's in Mount Pleasant.
And
that's a bar.
You need to look that up, Ryan. It's
good.
Right down the road.
The bar. Yeah. The green spot. It's the bar.
That's where the football players murder people.
No, that's the pub.
Yeah. Oh, that is the pub. That's
the pub.
Right.
That's down
right.
off Broadway. Yeah, the pub. That's been shut down several times.
I don't go to bars anymore.
Yeah, we're grown-ups.
I try not to.
But Jeff was with me when I met you at a bar.
The first time?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. I remember, I know Kyle was with me. Because
Jason was a 2 at 10 o'clock, and then he became a 10 at 2 a.m.
That doesn't account for the fact that we met up again 3 weeks later.
I was already dating a guy when I met him first. So, yeah.
And then somehow that first meeting, I barely talked to her, but I said, I'm going to marry her. And then didn't see her for a month.
Yeah, apparently I was a 10 at 2, not even 2 o'clock.
And
it's like walked in and boom.
What was it? A month later, same bar.
No, he pulled a Leonard from Big Bang Theory. I'm going to marry that girl.
So 1 month late, about a month later, same bar. And Kelly comes in and she sits down and talks with us. And
You and Mike were sitting right by the entrance talking to Scott.
I was going to say it was Mike that time.
Mike was there.
And that night, found out you no longer had the boyfriend. You said you broke up with him. And so I asked you out on a date. Did not know that the reason she was at the bar was because she literally broke up with her boyfriend and walked to the bar.
Yeah, like within hours, half hours, minutes, really. No,
so
not minutes. It was
to
more
say
than
I was a rebound. Like I didn't even like completely.
Oh yeah,
fuck
you were the rebound, dude.
I wasn't even a rebound.
First of all, it wasn't a rebound. It's like, yeah, sure, let's try it. Why, there was no expectation.
No, I was a rebound. Like, the ball hadn't even come down. The ball was still, like, circling the rim.
She's like, let's see what happens. But I guarantee this may only last a week.
I was single and I was ready for fun. There was no expectation.
She was single for, like, an hour.
We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend for like a whole nother month. So I was still single for that whole month, honey.
Okay.
Oh,
I was
Jesus.
Just like, let's see
oh,
where
man,
it goes.
Oh, man, she's calling you out.
All right.
This is why my wife is not on the show.
Let's go to the next one.
$32 worth of Grizzly winner.
All righty, here we go.
In common law, the age of this signaling adulthood is presumed to be 14 in boys and 12 in girls.
What is puberty?
What is puberty?
Tom,
what is the age of consent?
That's it.
Shit, no.
He did it on Jeopardy. He did it on Jeopardy.
So, quick story. Because I was looking up the law in Tennessee and everything, which got me down this rabbit hole of, you know, what's the age of marriage, minimum age of marriage. Found out Michigan, California, and a couple other states have no minimum age of marriage. Between 2000 and 2018, when a study was done in Michigan, there was over 3,500 underage marriages, people under 18 getting married. Primarily girls to men over 25. That took me down another rabbit hole because it talked about the age of consent and how some of the girls were under the age of consent in Michigan, which is 16. And I'm like, okay, so what's the age of consent in different states? In most states, it's 16 or 17. Alaska is 14, which is weird. But up until 1920, most states, the age
Alaska
of
probably has a life expectancy of like 30.
Up until 1920, the age of consent in almost every state was 10, except for Delaware. And I want you guys to wrap your head around how a bunch of guys in the state capitol said, okay, we're going to vote yes on this. The age of consent was 7.
Oh.
Who in, like, thinks a first grader can give consent? Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
All the vowels are gone now.
I love this guy.
Yes, there is an H.
I like the song. Boner. If one of y'all says some silly ass name, this whole class is going to feel my wrath.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Harry Connor on Broadway?
Fuck.
Are you out of your goddamn mind? Harry
I said
Connor.
Boner.
Son of a bitch! You know that stuff, A-Ron?
P.
A-Ron.
Yeah, there's a P.
You say your name right now. Harry Connor.
Yes. Harry Potter on Broadway.
Yeah, that's it.
That's better. Thank you. Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I always loved when he did those skits. Hey, A-Ron.
Oshag Hennessy. Name something you wouldn't try even once.
Penis.
Receiving anal.
Just play it.
Brace yourself. We got 3 in a row here.
During what months of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant?
3rd.
September.
Next.
Name something you wouldn't try even once. Matthew.
Heroin.
Sex on a train.
What the hell's wrong with sex on a train? Probably not doing it right.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house.
Oh. A gun.
The only two acceptable answers to this question are attack dog or homeowner with gun. I'm going to guess naked grandma.
Naked grandma!
naked, huh?
Naked grandma. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see that either.
Exactly.
That is one of my favorite ones, is Naked Grandma.
Naked
Grandma. I remember actually watching that on TV. I saw it. I was like, why the fuck would I want to walk into somewhere and see Naked Grandma?
Well, the thing is, it's
I wouldn't want to
I would want to see Naked Grandma, but that wouldn't be the top of my list.
It came out so quick, and it's a very specific answer. It probably happened. He probably had a very traumatic flashback in that 30 seconds, that split second, and he's like, oh my God, I remember that. Naked Grandma!
Yeah. I walked into my grandparents' house. She was naked.
Naked as a jaybird.
Break in. Okay, I'm going to pick the lock. I open it up. Holy shit, there's a naked grandma. It's my naked grandma. Fuck. Why did I break into my grandma's house?
Did you forget your key?
No, I was going to steal TV, but not anymore. I can't see anything. I'm blind.
Oh, boy.
All right. Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Pigeon.
What the fuck?
Oh, three letters. I thought it said three syllables.
Pig.
Three letters in its name. Pig.
Pigeon is two. Two
Cat.
Syllables.
How about dog? Jeff?
Squirrel.
Fox.
Squirrel.
Jesus.
Okay.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog. Dog. Cat. Bat. Rat.
Fox.
Ape. Fly. Bee. Pig. Hog. Hen. Eel. Ant.
Frog.
Unbelievable.
Something found in the refrigerator.
Milk.
Milk. A brand of gasoline.
Shell. Mobile.
Regular.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
Snow.
Sounds right. All right, we're not out of the woods yet. Let's see what your brother can do.
I got good news and bad news.
It's all bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is your brother thinks it snows in the summer and is pretty dicey on three-letter words.
Maybe he's from Michigan.
Bring him back. Here we go.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog, cat, just say something normal.
Alligator.
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 No, that's four syllables.
Yeah, that's not even.
Rhinoceros.
Oh,
three letters. Hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus.
A dodecahedron. Wait, what?
I want a dodo bird.
Dodo bird.
Those are extinct.
Hence why I would want a dodo bird.
All right, last one.
Chapter 4, how can I help you?
Hello, I was looking for Matt. This is Brittany with Rolf Griffin Service Expert.
Trying to reach you.
Matt Leach? Are you Matt? It's on an account that we have.
This is not an incoming call line. I'm just a little wondering why you're calling this number.
Because it's the primary number on his account.
Okay. Well, I'm going to need to get some information from you. This is actually a secure line on a secure server. You call here in the Nevada desert. This is actually Area 51.
Okay.
Where'd you say you were calling from?
I'm in Texas.
Where you got this number. Nobody should be calling into this line. It's actually, we're tracing the call right now. Hang on a second. Okay.
No, I'm not. This dude is freaking me out.
Get the trace report and bring it back.
He said that I just called the Area 51 number, and he's like asking me for all my information, and said he's tracing my location right now.
30 seconds to tell me the truth. What exactly is going on?
And she hangs up. I need that.
I do that all the time for student loan third party calls all the time.
Nice.
I used to mess
fun.
with Do you remember the scam calls where the person tells you you have like 101 viruses coming from your computer?
Oh,
your Windows computer. I am from Windows. You have 101 viruses coming from your computer. And I'm like, I do? Okay. Well, how do you know? And they try walking you through how to basically get into the registration so that you look at all of these lines and like, you know, see, those are all yours. Well, I'm on Macs, but I don't tell them I'm on Macs. I act like an idiot. And I try to follow their directions on my Mac.
Oh, no. Yeah. I love it when they call me and they tell me they have a warrant for my arrest. And I'm like, wow.
Still?
Really?
Unless you send them.
No, I'm joking.
What did I do? And then I'm like, I would really think my boss would have told me that I was going to be getting a warrant for my arrest. Oh. I tell them what I do for a living. And they're like, well, we're on our way to your house right now. I said, okay. State troopers are on their way also. How do you know that? I just texted the one down the street. Because he's got questions. Oh, he's got no business. I should just remember, I live in Pennsylvania and I live on more than 2 acres of land. The kingdom law affects the outside of my house too.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, are you preparing to do something stupid? I said, I'm going down with a bang. Let's do it. I said, man, they're like, click. And I'm like, am I going to jail? Am I going to, man.
Now I'll never know.
I'm going to go sit in my lawn chair and wait.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's finish this up. How can people get a hold of us?
All right. So you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our website on firetalkradio.com, which is hopefully going to be moving soon, eventually. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, any other streaming services. We are on Anchor. So that's always a good place too. So if you want to send us an email, our email address is firetalknetwork@gmail.com. Voicemail is 814-380-9820. Find us on Facebook, Fire Talk Radio. And all music is brought to you by Psycho Stick. They have a new album out, so please check them out. Fantastic stuff.
Well, I want to thank everybody for flying with us today on Fire Talk Airlines. Please be kind to your stewardesses, because we're going back to that name now, as they let you out and say their byes. I also want to thank my niece and nephew and their rendition of High School Musical. The 6-year-olds were especially vocal, and I hope you all enjoyed that. I know the dancing got a little out of hand. They're used to working on a stage, and they don't take directions anyway. So tip them on the way out. Most of them are looking for Roblox cards or, you know, any type of game card will help. So they would really appreciate that. Again, we will see you next week on another flight with Fire Talk Radio.